Having a unique ministry that ministers not only to the little people of our nation, but also to all people. And we are so happy to have him with us this morning. I know the Englishes have a great deal to do with his ministry. And so we thank the Lord for their involvement and for what the Lord has done over the years through his ministry. So I'm going to have him come now and bless us with a message that God's laid on his heart for us this morning.
I just want to say, bless the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, my soul. And all that's within me. Bless his sweet and wonderful and precious holy name. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. And forget not all of his benefits, all of his blessings, and all of his mercy and grace. It's good to be back. Thank you, Pastor, for having us. Thank you, Church, for having us. And thank you, English family, for having the little preacher in your home again. I may have to tag some of you other preachers to help me out. Cindy has, I've lost some weight, but I put most of it back on. This weekend, I told her I've never seen so many different dishes. And I mean, oh my, just things that I had never tasted of before, and they were all, oh my, just out of this world. I think makes me think about heaven. Oh, when we get there, we don't have to worry about all the calories and all, amen. But this is a precious, precious time of year. I wanted to preach this morning on, in the second one. I'm not going to tell you what I want to because I might do it anyhow. But how many hadn't heard me before? Okay. Well, I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not big enough to do that. And by the way, my wife calls me sweet and low. And, of course, I told her she'd have to call me equal when we get to heaven. And everything will be splendid. I love you, and I'm so thankful for this opportunity. And always a blessing to be in English home and have them to go with us, helping us with the ministry to the little people, which is a real unique ministry. It's an international ministry. And this January, I believe 10 years ago, is when I met the English family. And through them, God has allowed us to take the little people's ministry to higher levels. And we're grateful for all the blessings that they have been to my family and I in the ministry. And we just need all the help that we can get. It just makes the ministry broader. And it, as I said, is an international ministry. And I have some Bible markers that Mark will be handing out at the end of each service. And take one of those and put it in your Bible. And when you read your Bible, you need to read your Bible. And you say, well, I don't understand it. Well, it's like a sifter. It'll sift all of that old evil stuff out of you. I'm not preaching yet. But just keep reading it. Amen. It makes the day go better. Makes the day go better. And take one of those and pray for us and pray that God will bless us in not only seeing souls. That's the main thing. We'll see souls saved and that God will meet the financial needs that we have. And we have lost some of our support, and we need to regain some of that. And it would be good to have the Faith Baptist Church support this ministry. How many missionaries would you have to support to have an international? Think about if you support this ministry. Now, don't give me a backflash on that, okay? If you don't know the needs, then you won't know how to pray for us, okay? And my wife said, we never get out of the needs. I said, we won't, as long as we're doing anything for God. And I appreciate everyone that does anything to help us with that. And I covet your prayers. Really do. All right, one verse of Scripture. I don't see no clock, but I know that I got, yeah, here's one. I know how people are. Your time span is shorter, getting shorter and shorter. Amen. I may just need to give the invitation now. And but I love you. And when you get my age, you never know that you make it back again. I'm having a birthday next Sunday. No, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Oh, a month. Well, I was trying to get older quick. It don't depress me to have birthdays like it does some of you. I just realize I'm another year closer being home. Amen. Amen. But it's the 26th of next month. And my youngest son, his birthday is the 28th. So you can wish me a Merry Christmas and a Happy Birthday. And I wish all of you a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, Happy Valentine's, happy anniversaries, happy birthdays, and all of them good days. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Brother Mark and I, as we was getting out of a van this morning, we both said we don't feel too spiritual. After eating all the turkey and looking at all them football games. Amen. I said, it'll be all right. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20, the Bible says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our precious loving fathers, we come to thee this morning asking you, God, to send your anointing upon us afresh. And Lord, I thank you for this past week that we have celebrated Thanksgiving. And Lord, if there's ever a time that we may need to be grateful for all of your blessings, Father, is in these last days. And I come asking you, God, as humblest to know how to allow your power to move through us and allow hearts to be receptive. If there be somebody who needs to be saved, save their dear soul and edify and strengthen each heart. And to God be the glory in all that you do. Amen. Again in Ephesians 5, verse 20, the Bible says, giving thanks when? Say it louder.
Always.
Not just this time of year when we celebrate Thanksgiving, but we should begin every day with prayer and thanks to God. And throughout the day, we need to have attitude of thanksgiving day with thanksgiving. I mean, by being more thankful, it will recalibrate your thinking. And I'll get into that as we get into the message. Our hearts need to have a better gratitude to one another and to God of glory. When in always, where times is good or where times are bad, makes no difference what the circumstances might be, we still need to have a thankful heart. When 365 days out of the year, not just when our bills are being paid, or when everything is at peace with your spouse. You know, some of you would never be happy if that was the case. Now, Cindy got that and two or three more, but some of you didn't. I say, we shouldn't just be happy when everything's at peace with our companion. Well, I'm going to go on. I would say something. I might say it before I quit. Seemed like that'd be a good place to part, Pastor. Amen. I mean, not just when everything's... I mean, that shouldn't be the only reason that we're happy. I mean, when things is peaceful with our companion, our family, our just realize that we need to be grateful again, no matter what the circumstances might be. Not just Thanksgiving Day. And Thanksgiving, I mean, it's a blessing to share with your family. And Thanksgiving, I always have my family to give a word of something that they are grateful for in the past year. And I remember it's been a few years back. We were having a real drought in North Georgia. And when it come to my youngest grandson, which was about 7 at the time, we had got just a little sprinkle that week. And when it come time for Ariel to give his word of thanks, he said it something like this: I want to thank Jesus for the rain to water the flowers. Now, it just come a little sprinkle. Now, that would probably be so insignificant to most people. But here's a little 7-year-old boy that was thankful for just a little sprinkle. And most people wouldn't be grateful if they would have got a gully wash. In relation to that, other words, if God is not blessing you bountifully, you don't have nothing to be thankful and grateful for. And that's what some of you are thinking right now. I mean, you don't have nothing to be thankful for. And that is our next point. Not only we need to be thankful always, but for all things. What? All things, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Giving thanks for what? All things. And I know what some of you are thinking. You say, preacher, I just don't have nothing to be thankful for. I mean, my old house is needing repairs, and my companion don't have a good attitude, and my kids are in a mess, and my old vehicle's not too good, and I don't like my job, but I'm, it's so frustrating, and and I don't have a job, or I don't like this, or I don't like that. You know what you need to do when you get home this afternoon before you take your nap? You need to take some notes. You need to sit down in your easy chair and get you a pad and start looking around at all the blessings that you have. I believe it works like this. God would be more generous if he'd be more grateful for what you have. I did that. If you want to recalibrate your thinking, begin to be more thankful for what you have. Even, you know what the problem is, because you probably don't have what maybe somebody else had, and the devil is making you feel bad about that. You know, some of the happiest people they are people that don't have anything. Hey, listen. Most people are so unhappy. I think about 67% of people are not happy. Why? Because they complain what they have. Happiness is not in what you want. It's in what you have. And if you want God to be more generous, then be grateful for what you have. You say, well, you just don't know. I think about again as I look around my living room, and there is a heater. I mean, all I have to do is just turn a little knob, and it, a beautiful flame. I can remember when we used to have a fireplace, and it'd go out, and hey, when we get up in the morning in North Georgia, it's cold. And then I go in the kitchen, there is a fridge, and got all kinds of good stuff in it. And I remember when we didn't have electricity. And then I go down the hall, and there's my good feather bed. When I get it in, I just disappear. And then I go into the bathroom, and there is the commode. We used to have an outhouse. Huh? No, if that didn't, to get up on a cold North Georgia morning to go out there to that outhouse, now that really made me happy. I say, take you some notes. And then there in my bathroom is a bathtub big enough for me to swim in. And then I turn on some knobs, and here comes hot water out of my well. And I'm thankful for the well. It's got water in it, and that pump that's got electricity to it, and them lines that runs into my hot water heater and into my bathtub. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. In all that's within me. Bless. We got so much to be thankful for. But some of you this morning, again, you can always look around and see people are not faring quite as good as you are. I see that when we at these little people's meeting. What keeps a burden on my heart when I see some of them having to be cared for? I believe Mark and I saw one get out of a vehicle, and they had to pick the little lady up and sit her on a wheelchair in one of our meetings when we were outside. And on, we can always look around and see somebody not there. But the devil wants us to think, you know, we're not blessed because, you know, you'd have more if you didn't give so much to the church and give. Oh, you won't get God in on your blessings. That's where you get your blessings, Just keep on giving, keep on doing for the glory of God. Amen. You know, some of you say, well, then, my companion, she's got a bad attitude all the time. Well, maybe if you'd be more grateful for her, she might do a little better, or he might do a little better. I'm thankful that God gave me my wife, which is not a handicap. Because I see a lot of little couples, both of them are handicapped. And she takes care of me. And especially since I am more handicapped in recent years. I think about one thing. I'll share one thing. In the morning when I get up, she has that coffee pot program to turn on a certain time for me when I go in. Then what is really a blessing, she has me a coffee cup sitting there, and all I have to do is just pour my coffee in there. Now that's so insignificant for you long-legged folks, because you don't have no problem reaching in the cabinet and getting your cup. You don't have no problem fixing your coffee pot or whatever what you have. But that means a lot to me. And I thank her for it. Because I'm concerned if I didn't thank her, she might not do as much. You know, Paul said in Hebrews 13:15, he said, be content with such things as you have. If your companion is a no grouch and got a bad attitude, or your kids is in a mess, or you don't have what, you know, everybody else has got, well, be content. Now, some of you didn't like that. Like, I think about a preacher friend of mine. He used to help us in the ministry, early in the ministry. I mean, he just got a little shack out in the woods. He don't have even a pantry. He don't have a freezer. He don't even have a bank account. But every time that I'm with him in the service, he's standing and he's giving thanks unto God for something that God has done for him that week. And what is a blessing? His wife is content with that. Are y'all listening? Some of you upset because she didn't get to go Friday to Walmart. Of course, Cindy ought to be turning cartwheels this morning. They stayed about 16 hours. I counted it up. I tried that on Black Friday one time and like they got a concussion from a bug, and I hadn't tried it again. Amen. Just sit down and make your list of all your blessings. Amen. That'll help you through this next holiday. Some of you already under that old cloud of depression. Ouch. Come on. If you'd be more grateful, that would help you. I mean, we shouldn't only just be thankful and grateful through this Thanksgiving weekend, but every day, we should be more grateful. There's two or three of you receiving this, but I don't know about some of you. All right. Having food and raiment, let us be what therewith content. And Paul said also, I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Also, Paul said, godliness with contentment is great gain. In other words, if you're going to have great gain from God, you must be content with such things that you have. In every situation that you have, no matter if it's good or if it's bad, I mean, still have a grateful attitude towards him. He said, giving thanks when? For what? Get that. Every day. And we got plenty to be thankful for. I like that song. We got so much to be thankful. From the time we wake in the morning until we lie down at night, we are blessed. We are blessed. Amen. We are. We certainly are blessed of God. Giving thanks always for all things unto who? Giving thanks always unto Lady Luck. I hope none of you pray to Lady Luck. Giving thanks unto God with a big G. If there's anything that disturbs me, when I hear meteorologists say, well, Mother Nature is confused today, I want you to know the God of heaven, who is the creator of all the universe, hey, listen, he's not a bit confused. And he is the one that gives us our blessings. He is the one that has control of every little spirit. Sprinkle every little drop. He's the one that has control of all. God. Giving thanks unto God. Thank you, sister. Giving thanks when? For what? All things. And get this, unto who? God. Amen. And you know, if there's anybody that should have a problem of not being grateful, it's little people. But I am thankful to God that he created me small of stature. I have accepted it because it has been such an asset to the ministry of God. But most of all, thanks to Calvary, I'm not going to be smaller statue when I get the glory. Amen. It's been a task, and there's not a day goes by that the devil don't try to steal my joy over something that I'm not capable of doing because of my handicapped situation. But I'm thankful. I'm still grateful that not only he has saved me, but I'm like Paul. I'm thankful he put me in the ministry. And he has enabled me. And there was a time when I used to run up and down the aisles of our churches. And sometimes I scoot, but this morning I'm just giving this to you from my heart. And I'm grateful that God has given me a scooter and God has given me a van that I can mash a button and a ramp comes down. And I can scoot in, and I can scoot out, and I can even go to Walmart. And I can keep up my wife now when we go to department stores. I got my seat with me. There used to be a time when I would go to the mall, I'd have to sit down on the first bench and wait for her to come by. But now, I'm just right there with her. And let me say this, man. Even though I don't like what she's interested in, I'm flexible. I sat there like I am where I am. And this is going to be on tape. Please delete that. But she knows. She knows me. She knows what I like and my dislike. When you've been with 41 years, amen, you know one another. It takes a lifetime to figure one another out. But some of you hadn't yet. Giving thanks when? For what? Unto who? God. And happiness is when we have a more grateful heart. And I want to say to you this morning, if you're lost without God, you cannot find happiness, anything the devil's got to offer. Where you will find true happiness is in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's where you'll find true happiness. And I trust that if you don't know my Lord and my Savior Jesus Christ, today is the day, and right now is such a time. Oh, I don't know any greater time to receive Him is in this time of year when we're fixing to celebrate the birth of our Lord. Father, I thank and praise you for this time today, and help us all to have a better attitude towards you and giving you thanks and giving one another thanks for all the blessings that you give us. And Lord, there's people in this congregation today that's been such a great blessing to us that we're so grateful for. And I'm just thankful and grateful for this dear pastor giving us this door of opportunity to share and to preach this precious word of God this day. And to God be the glory in all that you do and all that you're going to do. We ask in Jesus' loving name. Amen.